back to the broadcast, my friends. Welcome back. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer. You're listening to Eric and Gary and Chris on the RBN Network. Thanks for joining us tonight. So I want people to consider this now. If you like Donald Trump, or if you kind of want to like him, you know, and he's kind of, you're kind of pro-Trump, and, all right, and then somebody really evil, a real liar like Hillary Clinton or the Pope or one of the generals, one of the three amigos who is running the whole show now, and they say they hate Donald Trump. I hate him, that Donald Trump, he's pro-America and he's pro the flag and he's a great guy and blah, 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 whatever. I hate him because he's a, okay, and you know that that evil person is a liar. Why would you believe them? I don't believe for one minute that they hate Donald Trump. I think they respect the fact that he is designated, to put forth by the system to be the right foot of the New World Order, and kind of, you know, work in tandem with, you know, overtly disagreeing, but in ultimately working in tandem with the left foot of the New World Order, which would be the left, so to speak, and the progressives and the liberals and the Democrats. But when they, when those liars like Hillary Clinton and the Pope and all the people who hate Trump, when they say, I hate him, why do you believe them? They're liars. I don't believe them for a minute. I think they're all in this together, ultimately. And you're going to see different flavor, you know, of ice cream, vanilla versus chocolate or strawberry versus banana or whatever. But you're going to still have ice cream. You're going to say it's not that sweet. It's, we're talking, it's not good. So, I mean, what has really fundamentally changed, you've still got these FISA courts locking up people like Chris. You've still got Enzo Bundy's and Tom LaGuevara, and you've still got the Patriot Act being used by these witches' courts, even though they're not necessarily saying they are. It's obvious that that's what they're doing after listening to how deep this goes. That was a good analysis and a good synopsis. Because, I mean, who has the time to read a 500-page or a 1,000-page or a 2,000-page document? I mean, it's really difficult. It's a full, it would be a full-time job just to keep up with the corporate government and what they're doing and try to pay attention to what's really going on behind the scenes. But you can be assured we have secret star chamber courts. We have corporate agents of the corporate government writing their own warrants and then telling people they can't open their mouth to anybody ever about it. So the whole thing gets done in secret. I mean, what type of communist Nazi goons? I mean, this is worse than it was in Nazi Germany. It really is. The only reason it hasn't gotten, like, hot, so to speak, is because people have guns. That's the only thing keeping us free right now. So I encourage people to get armed, stay armed. If you're not armed, you're nowhere. So please get yourself, be a responsible gun owner and have guns. It's, I highly recommend it. The Second Amendment says shall not be infringed. It doesn't say may not be infringed. It says shall not be infringed, and that's a definite word, the word of definiteness. It's very firm. It means cannot be infringed. So it's non-negotiable. Of course, what do we have? Gun laws all over the place being enforced to the point of absurdity, and Tom's going through that right now. So, but Tom's sentencing is October 18th, and he should be getting out very shortly after that, after processing. So we'll see what happens there. So anyways, Laurie Anderson with us. Laurie.
Yes, I am. How are you doing this evening?
Right. I'm going to go on mute. I'm going to turn it over to you and Chris for a while, and I'm just going to listen.
Oh, okay. Well, good evening, everyone. What a blessed day today is. I have some interesting news. And Eric, let me tell you, I know you just said you're on mute. However, I have some information, and it actually stems into, and it's really ironic because Eric and I did not speak about this, but it actually goes into the FISA. It actually goes into the Patriot Act, and it's actually a movement going on to end 702, which I'm going to explain to you in a moment. But before we do that, let's go ahead and take our caller, Fred, and then I'll get to that information for everybody. How are you doing tonight, Fred?
Hi, Eric. Hi, Eric.
Hi, Fred.
Yeah, I started listening to this program tonight a little bit late, and I think you came in with the Napolitano speech, which is very stirring. You can't have a bad program if you put a Napolitano speech on. Eric. So now you know. Now I want to say that I think that there could be a repeal of the Patriot Act. Mm-hmm. If people were really told the truth, the fact that it can do some things that people don't even know it can do. It can banish you from your homeland. Even the Magna Carta forbade that from happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then what Obama did is he went a step further. He didn't have a procedure where you were transferred from the U.S. to a country that could torture you or make you disappear and get rid of you, actually kill you. He actually had these countries simply take over.
Mm-hmm.
And he went a step further. And so he made it from rendition to something was even worse. And Obama has basically picked up the drone weapon, and now Trump has expanded it past Obama. This is goofy. This is we cannot retake Afghanistan, by the way. So now what they're trying to do is negotiate with the government of Afghanistan and pressure them in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, we are. Oh, by the way, in the UN, we're in trouble. Because there just was an anti-nuclear agreement that's been gaining ground. And we're just losing the arguments right, left, and center all over the place. Except that people here don't realize it because they don't have any access to the foreign press.
Well, I have something, and hang right there, Fred, because it's in response to what you just said. And what I'm getting ready to say, this is my personal, because of research and everything else, first of all. The UN, we don't need to be part of the United Nations anyway. The United Nations is nothing but people who are sitting up there on a high horse, and they are pushing wars where they have no business being in. And our military is taking orders from the United Nations, not the United States of America. And this is one of the problems. You've got these businessmen, quote, leaders that were never appointed by any of us here, nor over there. These bureaucrats are sitting there and they're raking up everybody's money around the globe. And truly, they're not for peace. If you do the research of how much peace, everywhere that they go is nothing but catastrophe and mass death and everything else. A situation about the nuclear agreement that you're talking about, there's been a nuclear agreement with United Nations forever and a day, even back into the 30s. But the reality is we shouldn't be, even if you want to talk constitutionally speaking, we are supposed to trade with all and entangle with none. You know, we have no reason to be entangled with a organization that first came out of the League of Nations that had to disband because of their corruption. And so then they changed the name to the United Nations. And then, of course, oh, we have to all be together because of World War II and stop this other mess, which is just honestly a farce, because it is to create that one world. Or as it was in 2015, National Security Strategy, it's not called New World Order anymore. It was called the New International Order. It's in Chapter 5. So what the problem is a lot of people are looking to the United Nations and saying, hey, we have to be in here. No, we don't. We have no business, constitutionally speaking or individually speaking, telling anyone in Afghanistan what they have to do with their property or with their leaders, just like they have no right to come over here and tell us what to do with ours. And
all right, I want to respond. Right. I want to respond, if right. I could, a little bit.
Sure, that's why I wanted to talk to you. I love interacting.
Yeah, I see a agreement and a disagreement. It was what I raised. I don't see, and I'm agreeing with you on the corruption and the inefficiency of the UN and the lack of a mandate from like a mandate and a map as to what's going to happen, or can they exercise their power legally? And probably not. But I was just talking about the proliferation of nuclear weapons, which is a scary thing, and I think people across the whole political spectrum are scared of proliferation. And what does it hurt to actually face that issue rather than face the end of it, ignore it and then face some crazy, absolute madhouse where it is proliferated around the globe. So I think one does not exclude the other, that you can deal with proliferation and still want the United States to be a great country with all the freedoms included in the United States for its own people. I think we can thread our way through this, and I would have to say that, getting back to the Patriot Act, I think that if we have speakers like Judge Napolitano, if we have people that are from RBN, if we have me, if they have you, Lori, if we have an emphasis on the sweep of history, where you had a Magna Carta, you had people that could count on never being exiled from their homeland. Now, that indicates that war has failed, because what happened is we started a world war with 9/11. Right. We started a world war. It failed, and now we're taking it out on everyone in the world who disagrees with us.
Well, it's not about the disagreement when you dig farther. It is about the corporations. It's about the money game. It's about the resources. It's about UN Agenda 21. It's a resource grab globally, including here inside the United States of America. And I agree with you about being concerned about the nuclear weapons and everything else, okay? But what I'm saying is, we don't need the United Nations in order to do that. They can make individual agreements. Not only can they make individual agreements, Bible says pull the sty out of your own eye before you try to pull it out of someone else's. How many nuclear testings has our government done right here in the United States of America in Nevada? Tons of them have poisoned the land out there. How can we sit there and justify fussing about another country doing the same thing that our U.S. government does, not only here to our people, but around the globe?
Okay, well, getting back just briefly, I said that with 9/11 we started a world war, and it's styled as those, if you're not with us, you're against us. So there is a political, it's phrased in a political way. You say it has to do with money, and I'm not disagreeing.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm saying that if you want to phrase it as the rights of the individual to be left alone, not to be arrested, not to be exiled from his homeland, that's going to be the only way that that argument will stir people to the streets and to getting involved. It won't be like to talk about the sociology of it and this, that won't be the mass argument. The argument will be, give us our rights back, give us our freedoms back. Mm-hmm. You have failed starting in 2001. The neocon politicians, including Obama and Trump, have all failed, and they won't admit that they have failed, and so they're taking it out on free people like us. They're taking it out. I could get whisked away. I'm worried about my rights. You should be worried. All the listeners should be worried, and Judge Napolitano, somebody like that, and Eric, and you, are really stating it in a powerful way, and it has to be stated in a way that people can really understand. The Magna Carta, the 1689 British Rights of Man. That came out. The British had a libertarian kind of a revolution in the 1600s. And then later on, in the 1700s, they moved even further. You had someone named William Pitt, who was pro-American during the American Revolution in Parliament. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of people that have died for their rights. And mm-hmm. we're told, well, just give us a little time. We'll secure the international situation. Just right. give us a little more time. Give up your rights. But the thing is, we keep bombing these countries. It's almost like, okay, this is Tuesday. What country are we bombing?
Right, and it's all unconstitutional.
You expect these people not to react in some way? Expect these people not to react?
And the reality is a lot of Americans, especially ones that only listen to mainstream media, they have no unearthly idea that every bit of that is unconstitutional. We haven't declared war since World War II. Everything else is under the AUMF, and that's unconstitutional and illegal.
And when you declare a war, I think what it does, it sets the parameters around what you're doing, and it's going to be ended by the surrender of a defined country. Now we have no defined countries, and we have no goals in this. Right. And there's no goals, and there's no defined country, and there's no statement of, like, principle, like what is the enemy? Who is the enemy? It could be anybody. It can shift around.
That's also because of that propaganda, and I'm sure you know about this because they've been doing it for years, that quote-unquote coexist. And they started doing that with all the different symbolisms and, oh, we need to do this inside America. We need to do this over here in Mexico. We need to do this in all these countries where you don't have any of your customs are not being preserved. And that becomes a problem. If I go to Mexico, I want to see the Mexican culture. I don't want to see America. If I go to Africa, I want to see the African culture. I don't want to see America because I'm here.
Well, Lori, I have a question, and a question for Eric. Eric, are you there? I have a question for you. It's my thesis. It's my theory. That after 9/11, and you know, you heard speeches, you know, from Condi Rice and Cheney and Bush and everything, and then he went to the UN and he scared everybody. But it's my theory that the intelligence services took over the foreign intelligence services of all the main countries of the world, and that's why. And then that way they could take over the legislatures of the whole world.
I think at the highest level they're on the same page.
Yeah, a lot
I agree,
of them.
I agree.
There's a global battle, but hold on 1 minute, Fred. Stay there so Eric can finish answering you and y'all can finish corresponding right after a word from our sponsors.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Laurie Anderson, back to you.
And welcome back, everyone. Fred, go ahead and let's finish what you were talking about, and you were corresponding with Eric, and then I'll get into the other information for everybody to get involved with.
Yeah. I think what we saw in the 2000s was us sending staff or you know, through pressure or treaties or just bullying, except so that these other intelligence services, which basically state the direction that a country will be going to. They basically had to accept our leadership or else. And then after that happened, you then had legislative priorities and foreign policy priorities accepted by countries, which a lot of them were sitting on the fence in Europe. A lot of Australia was not necessarily going to go with us, but we got our way. We sort of turned one situation into another. And even if we lost militarily in the Middle East, we took over the main parts of the world. Not that that can be sustained, but we were successful in doing that. That has to be recognized. And then one of the tools that we used was we dangled this thing of, well, it's going to do you, it's going to help you eventually if you see it our way. And then the globalization, it's going to be good for everybody eventually, but the eventually never came. And so it's used in a cynical way, this globalization. And the war on terror started or accelerated this globalization.
The globalization started long before that, sweetheart.
I said but accelerated it, Gloria. I didn't say it started it.
Yes, it did accelerate it. But it was not just the United States. There's globalist elite literally around the globe that work together. And I don't know if you have heard of, I'm sure you have because you sound very educated, What is that? It's a yearly meeting that they have, and it's
Bilderberg.
Bilderberg. Thank you, Chris. Bilderberg. Have you heard of the Bilderberg Group?
Yeah, I don't know as much as the American Free Press knows about it, but it fits in with these other periodic meetings.
Right. Well, the Bilderberg Group are the movers and shakers of the globalists, and they meet every year. And they're from all around the globe, including the Queen of England, even individuals, quite a few individuals, as a matter of fact, from the United States of America. And some of them are not even supposed to be involved with those because it is not government function and it's closed doors. Therefore, it's against the Logan Act. But this tends to be where their decisions for what they're going to do, because basically they want to dominate and complete control over the globe. And they, for some reason, feel like, you know, they are above all, which they're not. But, you know, that's their mentality. That's their thought pattern. And
yeah, but Laurie, we didn't have these securities, ironclad security treaties with all these allies, you know. And can someone tell me why do you have to have 39 or how – it is like 39 countries represented in Afghanistan. Isn't that kind of crazy? So it seems you had the Bilderberg meetings, you had the trade treaties, you had the moving together like that, but you didn't have these security treaties, these rendition treaties until after 9/11.
Right, and I agree with
39.
But the reality is, if we take care of ourselves and quit trying to be global police and get back to the Constitution, then none of this would be going on, and we need to figure out the solution. We'll be right back after the word from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Back to the broadcast, my friends. Thanks for joining us on the RBN Network. Don't forget, if you see something, do something. Don't forget, the Department of Homeland Gestapo would love it if you would see something and do something. Like, let the people know around you in your community that jury nullification is not only their right, it's their duty. So get over to courtroomwatch.org and download the jury nullification flyer, make a bunch of copies. Keep a stack in your car, keep a stack in your office, wherever. Hand them out to as many people as possible. It's a good flyer. It's nice and short. It says a lot, though, in very few words. And it explains that society cannot be a victim. That kind of overcomes that obstacle. It talks about jury nullification. It gives some court case precedent. And it prepares people for the manipulating jury, tampering, felonious judge who wants to tell a jury what they have to do, what they can do, what they cannot do, which is absurd. The jury can do whatever it wants to do. It can vote its conscience and vote that if the law sucks, that person can go home not guilty, even though they may have violated the statute in question. And it's not a violation. It's simply a rejection because it's not a violation to reject an immoral or unlawful, unconstitutional code. And most codes and statutes are unconstitutional. They're in opposition to the Constitution, the supreme law of the land, under the Supremacy Clause. So anyway, be an activist. This show stands on activism. Psalms 94:16, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Use your discernment, people. Be wise. If a well-known globalist liar tells you that they hate Donald Trump, why would you believe them? Back to you, Lori.
Yes, absolutely. So I wanted to go into a little bit, since we only have a little bit left of the show. You were talking about the Patriot Act, and Fred, you're an awesome caller, if you would like stay on the line, but I want to share this with everybody. So I'm going to set up a clip real quick. This came from January 7th, 2016, from the House and Oversight Government Reform Committee hearing, and this is Jason Chaffetz, and he is questioning Peter Kadzik, Assistant Attorney General of the Department of Justice. Once we hear that, I'm going to tell you about some exciting news and what we need to push for in order to help with the reversal of some of the stuff that's actually come outside of the Patriot Act. If you would, Mike, go ahead and play that clip.
We've had years, you've looked at it, months to prepare. Given our letter, we expect a full and complete briefing. We'll now recognize the gentleman from California, Mr. Liu, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let me first of all thank their panel for their public service. I do share the chair's and ranking members' frustrations with the withholding of information by the executive branch to Congress. One panel member, I believe, mentioned the difficulty of having 100 bosses. I just want to note that you only have one boss. That's the American people. And one of the ways the framers designed a government is for the American people to express their will through 435 elected members of Congress and 100 elected senators. And it is the duty of the executive branch to respond in a timely manner to members of Congress, whether it's 100 members or 535. And let me explain the importance of this. I'll go through one area, which is privacy. The U.S. Supreme Court has said it's illegal for law enforcement without a warrant to put a GPS device on a person's car and track them through geolocation. This committee has sent two letters to the Department of Justice asking for your policies on geolocation. You have failed to provide them. And I want to know why that is. Why don't you just provide your policies on geolocation? Because we want to know if you're violating the law.
Well, Congressman, first of all, the request is not for policies. The request was for two particular memorandum, which consist of attorney work product, which was advice provided to our prosecutors that included investigative and litigation strategies. With respect to policies, to the extent that policies exist, for example, in the cell site simulator context, we have provided that policy to the Congress.
Well, let me just read the first sentence of your letter dated October 30th, 2015. This responds to your letter to Attorney General dated October 26, 2015 regarding your interest in a Department of Justice policies on geolocation and other surveillance technology. So since you brought up cell site simulators, we had a hearing in October, and your Department of Justice witness testified about stingrays, which can monitor cell phones, track their locations. And we want to know, and I want to know, well, could these stingrays also get substantive conversations? Department of Justice witness, I believe, sort of danced around that and sort of said, I don't know, which I find troubling. So either that witness was withholding information from this committee or had a shocking level of ignorance about a device that the Department of Justice was using. But she did commit to providing the answer to that question, to which we have not gotten yet, even though we asked, both publicly as well as in writing. But I did find out about a week after the hearing through the press that, yes, in fact, these stingrays can be configured to monitor conversations. So that's why it's so important we get documents, because I partly don't trust the witnesses that I've heard sometimes before this hearing. And I just want to look at these documents to know, is the department violating the law? It's not a hard request. If you don't want this memorandum put out publicly, you don't have to. You can give it to us in a confidential, private setting. But I think it's important that we get these documents. And I think the American people have a right to know, is the Department of Justice violating law when it comes to privacy? And we need to have these documents, know what your policies are. How are you using stingrays? How are you using geolocation? How are you using these GPS devices? And so I'm going to ask you once again to provide these documents. And I know in your letter to this committee, you don't cite a case. So unless you could provide some sort of case that says you can't provide these documents, I would like you to provide those documents. So with that, I yield back.
Before the gentleman yields back, if he'd yield to me for a moment on this. Ranking Member Cummings and I sent the Department of Justice a request. I just don't understand when the Department of Justice sends out, as was revealed by the General Counsel for the FBI, guidance to the field specifically on the use of GPS and guidance on what the Jones, that being the Supreme Court case, what Jones means for other types of geolocation techniques. Why is it that members of Congress with security clearances, I happen to sit on the Judiciary Committee, I'm on the Crime Subcommittee, why is it that I cannot actually see what you're sending out far and wide? I mean, you're sending this out to all of your prosecutors, you're sending out to when you send this out far and wide, why can't Elijah Cummings and I go look at it?
Well, first of all, Mr. Chairman, I would say that we're not sending it out far and wide. It's attorney work product. It goes to those prosecutors that need that information when they litigate cases and they approve or disapprove particular investigative techniques. And we have provided briefings with respect to this.
No.
And we've also provided...
A briefing's not good enough. This is the FOIA request that's put out. 100% redacted. This is what the pages look like, okay? We got concerns post-Jones that the federal government is potentially spying on Americans. What sort of techniques are they using? We represent the people. We have a security clearance. You send us blank pages like this to the public. And so we're asking in an in-camera review situation to be able to read this ourselves. You're willing to give it to all the federal prosecutors, okay? You're willing to share this widely within the department, but you won't allow members of Congress to look at it? Why?
Mr. Chairman, as I indicated, we've provided briefings, we've provided pleadings where we've publicly disclosed our legal analysis. We'd be happy to provide additional pleadings and additional briefings, but there are law enforcement sensitivities, and again, it is attorney work product information, and we're happy to continue with the accommodation process.
This is guidance. You're giving guidance. You've sent this out on the techniques that are currently being deployed. We don't know if you're violating the law, not violating the law. Other laws need to be written. Justice Alito even referred to that in his opinion, saying that legislative body needs to be involved and engaged here. The American people trust us, but you don't trust us.
It's not that we don't trust you, Mr. Chairman, but again, it's attorney work product, privileged information that's designed to provide...
Privileged from the American people, and that's what I got a problem with. Yes.
Let's try to get down to the bottom here.
All right. So as you can see, even dating back to 2016, they were exposing this stuff. So what I wanted to let you know, December 31st, 2017, remember that date, everyone, December 31st, 2017, guess what sunsets? Section 702 of the FISA has allowed for mass surveillance programs, including PRISM and Upstream, that have been used by the U.S. government to warrantlessly collect and search the internet communications of people all over the world. Absent a full reform, the organization supports sunsetting on December 31st, 2017, as currently scheduled by law. Now, in my Google Plus, which you can get it to it by LoriAnderson.com, all you have to do is LoriAnderson.com or .org. It'll get you there. Look in the Resurrect the Republic RTR Truth Media collection. You can find there is a White House petition to end Section 702. It needs quite a bit more signatures, and the signatures are needed by October the 22nd, 2017. Right now, sadly, only 7 people have signed this petition. Now, I know that these petitions are not going to change things, but at least it will show that more people are concerned with it. So I wanted to let you know about that. Plus, there is another one on saving the Fourth Amendment that is also on the White House petition site. Now, if there's over 100,000 signatures, because that's when you get a response, even if it doesn't change quote-unquote policy, because make no mistake, this will not change policy, but it will show that there is enough massive support to where there will be some sort of response. And with that, we need to put pressure on these politicians to end Section 702. We have to raise our voices. And just like we heard in that clip, he was trying to make every excuse in the book not to share it with the American people. Well, isn't it the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Justice and the police officers that always say, well, if you have nothing to hide, then why are you worried about it?
I've got something for you.
Go ahead.
Well, perhaps Mr. Chavez, although he is a really wise and learned legislator, he may not be clear on the fact that all the agencies and bureaus, including the Department of Justice, the FBI, the BLM, AMA, all these different agencies and bureaus operate under the Administrative Procedures Act exclusively as private, foreign-owned, for-private profit corporations under the so-called legislative powers of the chief executive officer, the POTUS under his chief of the armed forces or military commander role, and therefore they are not subject to the American people because they are not part of the government. They're actually external to the government, and therefore they're not bound by the change of the Constitution. So
or
the
Congress.
That's exactly what he was trying to tell you when he said, well, Senator, that's attorney work product privilege information.
Right.
What the hell is attorney work product privilege information? Now listen to what he said. Attorney work product privileged information. That was the BS line that the attorneys used to tell them exactly what Chris just told you, which is they're not subject to the jurisdiction of the American people or the Congress because they're a private corporation operating as such. Back to you, Lori.
And there's another aspect.
Go ahead, Chris.
The other aspect is under their so-called discretionary canons of ethics and professional codes, there is no such thing as privileged communications because they have a duty to disclose to the court to protect it from scandalous, embarrassing, or perhaps legally or financially advantageous interest that the court may have with their attorneys that supersede by their oaths to the bar, their oaths to the court as officers of the court, and not to their mere money-paying clients. Corpus Juris Secundum, Volume 7, Officers of the Court.
Can I give a point? Okay, now sure. It just so happens that there's a great publication that has been focusing on this called The Shadow, and their motto is "Information is strength, knowledge is power." They're at shadowpress.net. Now, I also used to live in Philadelphia and a neighborhood called Frankfurt, and I observed some rogue telephone company people using a piece of equipment with a trademark on the outside called Sidekick. I went back and then I looked that up under the trademark in archives. And the patent archives of the U.S., and you can find out how a technology is used against you. Also, the current issue of The Shadow has a whole huge article on New York's attempt to take back and stop GPS tracking and this fake cell tower tracking. They use something, cops use something called dirt bags, digital recording technology. And they fake cell towers. They use helicopters to basically intercept your call from one citizen to another. And the legislature wants to stop it, but Mayor de Blasio, who is supposed to be so liberal and pro-civil liberties and everything, pro-Fourth Amendment, he cursed them all out. He says, how dare you ask about GPS used by the New York Police Department? Which, by the way, and Chris, you're right, like these local police departments think of themselves as more important than a whole state. The New York Police Department thinks that they're like a government on their own, of their own.
No, but at least they're calling themselves dirtbags now. It's a perfect name for them.
Yeah, that's the technology.
But they also use one called Kingfish. You ever heard of that one? Yeah, they've got one that's
a kind of technology?
Kind of like the Stingray.
I haven't heard of it.
Mm-hmm.
Stingray, yes. you can look up Stingray, you can look up Sidekick, which I did, because I have about 30 years experience reviewing patents. And I know about the use of the U.S. databases of these things, and they're not going to stop until Congress subpoenas these documents. And you can't ask people who do not want to cooperate. You have to use force to be able to get them to cooperate.
Right, and what it does is it tricks cell phones into thinking that's actually the cell phone tower. And so it goes, the cell phone through the Stingray, the cell phone actually uses the Stingray thinking it's the cell phone tower, and then they data mine and get that information. That's how it works.
Well, that's exactly what the Shadow, this publication, says in the most recent issue. And it's only a dollar, and shadowpress.net may cover the same ground as the hard copy. And mm-hmm. But also remember, when you talk about wiretapping, you're talking about administrative, you're mm-hmm. talking about technical, and you're talking about the legal. It's, mm-hmm. it's like a three-legged stool: administrative, mm-hmm. the technical, and the legal. You know, what is considered legal and administrative, because that is how technology is used, or how these lawyers get cover for themselves. Like Gary said, Chris said about moving into an area that beyond the legal, moving into an area that they're staking out, where they say no one can ask us any questions about. That's administrative.
Mm-hmm.
So he's right. It's administrative, technical, you know, the means that you're using and how it works, and legal. Because Congress, because the legislative body could wipe the whole slate clean and say, we're in charge.
Mm-hmm.
We're in charge, buddy. You better tell us what you're doing, and you better justify what you're doing that it doesn't violate the Constitution, any part of the Constitution. They mm-hmm. could wipe that problem out in a minute if they wanted to.
Well, and you know, here's my thing. Congress always acts like, and I know, Chris, that they don't answer to Congress. I know that. Even in 2013, I did an article, because they put all of the different alphabet agencies, pretty much all of them, not every one of them, but pretty much all of them, under the Department of Homeland Security, which of course answers to the president, and this is why they get by with not answering questions and blah 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 blah. But mm-hmm. long story short here, the way to solve that is simple. Congress acts like this is so hard, right? All you have to do is say, not a problem. You're not going to provide me with the information I want. All funds are completely suspended until we get the information we need and we have done a full investigation. The Department of Justice is now shut down, and then they need to permanently shut it down because it's unconstitutional in the first place. The federal constitution is a contract between the states and the federal government. It has nothing to do with a contract between the federal government and the people. Just saying. That is so that the federal government, when the states get out of control, can hold the states accountable, and the states can do the same with the federal government. They never had the authority to have a federal police. None of that. Show me anywhere in the Constitution that they were allowed it. I can't find it.
And the FBI. The FBI also has offices in foreign countries.
Yeah,
they have agents in things like the Department of Labor. I mean, they probably have something in you know, whatever, all kinds of civilian agencies and departments.
Let's not forget they've got fake press known as Longbow Productions. They have great protesters that they send out as COINTELPRO.
It goes deeper than that. I had someone on the inside.
They've got great rioters.
They have undercover couples move into neighborhoods and act like they're just church going, going to the office, and they're informants, and they're so it's
you're right. Great. You're right about that, Eric. You're right about that. I know firsthand what you're talking about.
And you know, yeah, if you want to solve this crisis, though, under the de facto, if you want to solve the crisis under the de facto, and these congressmen really want this to be taken care of, well, it's this simple. Okay, I defund you, IRS, FBI, CIA, Department of Justice, DHS, TSA, you name it.
Alphabet.
Until I get the information. take the alphabet agencies out of there. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you don't have to write up there you're abolishing them. No, you don't. All you have to do is say, you're completely defunded and it will mm-hmm. not be approved yeah. whatsoever. Y'all are going on permanent vacation without pay mm-hmm. until mm-hmm. this is complied with. And then we're going to research, and after the investigation goes down, if we find out that it is illegal and unlawful, then you're going to be abolished. It's that simple. They keep playing
yeah.
this
shut
little shell game,
crackheads.
And it's simple. It's really
simple. The important
simple.
Aspect is that if you're a non-citizen state national or state national, none of these agencies have any operation or ability to track lawful
Correct.
Opportunity to track you.
Yep, that's true. Good job, Chris.
Excellent broadcast tonight. Lori, I'm so glad you were able to join us. This has been great. Please come back Monday. We got about 1 minute left. I want to thank Lori so much.
Okay.
Check her out
You're
on
welcome.
The internet. Lori Anderson. That's Lori with two R's. L-O-R-R-I Anderson. And, of course, we had Chris, and I want to thank Gary for being with us tonight. Support the network if you enjoy what you hear. Lori, any closing words?
All I want to say is, everybody, I hope you have a wonderful weekend. And, as always, watch your backs, check your facts, Semper Fidelis, and you have a wonderful weekend.
Gotta love it. Thank you so much, Lori. Appreciate you joining us. We'll see you on Monday, everybody. Don't forget to download your jury nullification flyers at courtroomwatch.org. Nice project for the weekend. Hand them out to 5 or 10 people. Post one down at the bulletin board at your post office, at the county courthouse. Go down to the next time they're going to have jury selection, pass them out in the morning. Go down to the small town courthouse in the evening when they have traffic court, and plant the seeds of liberty among the fellows in your community. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again Monday at your streamer on the RPN network. Thank you, Mike.
Good night.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Chris. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Fred.
You bet.
To breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands of you.